neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Happened to be a story about a visitor in a place that people are kept that they're not feeling as well. They're not feeling well. You know, they're depressed, hopeless. The type of special hospital. What is it called? Sorry? Yeah, that type of hospital. Yeah. So now the visitor asked the one in charge, how do you categorize people? Where do you place them? How do you do? So he said, when people come here, they need help. We take them into a special room. There's a bathtub there. And we give them a spoon and a glass and a pot. And we ask them to empty the bathtub. So if they use a spoon, so that means they need a lot of help. So if they use a glass, so it's, they're not that bad. And if they use, what's the third option? The bucket, yeah. So the visitor says, so it seems like if somebody uses the bucket, so then he's okay, you send him home. So the one in charge says that I think we should keep you here too. I said, what do you mean? He said, Chacham, if you want to get the water to go, what do? You take the stopper off and then the water will go. End of the story. Well, this Maaseh relates to Chodesh Elul. Why? Because you don't have time for the spoon or the glass or the bucket. You have to pull the stopper out. That's it. And that means everyone, no exception, no matter who he is, he has to, something to empty, to get rid of. We don't have time for the spoon or the glass or the bucket. So that means whatever that you're supposed to fix, you have to fix. And everybody has his own thing. You know, sometimes people complain that people that they eat, they make noise. Or they don't like it. It bothers them. You say, you know, when you eat, don't make noise. Or don't eat with your hand. Or sit up. Or be clean. What else the complaint we have? You don't have any complaints? No, some people, when they flip their pages, they make a lot of noise.
No?
Yeah. Or they get up too much, you know, they move around too much, you know. So these are the easy things to fix, you know. It's slowly, with all respect, you know, you have to close your mouth when you eat. Don't make noise. Be clean. Make your bed when you go home. Because before Shachar, you couldn't make your bed. Don't double park. Don't slam the door when you close it. There are many things that is not as crucial. But it's bothersome. But people, you know, they have a habit to do it. You know, and they become, as they say, in their blood. That's how they become. So now, here, some people just take their time. You say, you know, we have time. But when the Elul comes, that's it. And many times when you talk to people, they do other things. But they take a nap. So that's not respect. They got used to it. You see people, they run in the hallway and they keep banging on the button of the elevator. They think it's going to come faster. That's the habit they have. And they cut off people. When they talk to them, they cut off people. And sometimes it's not that they cut off people. Even in their mind, they're not listening here. They wait until it's finished so they leave. That's how, you know, they train their mind. Why? Because they don't want to learn anything. Because they think they know everything. That's the task of the Elul. Elul, you have to take off the pekak, the stopper. That's it. You know, using the spoon, you know, the glass, the bucket. You don't have time for these things. And not only that, because the task of every human being is to live comfortably, happily, and bring chayim for other people. Because when you have these character deficits, you know, sometimes you talk to people and they talk very, very loud, very high tone. I said, please talk, sir. So I'm not screaming! Why he's doing this? Because he got used to it. He doesn't know he's screaming. Now what do you say? Because he becomes his habit. It's nature. It's very sad. Why? Because years and years and years and years, he got molded by these characters. And you know, you tell him, I'm like this. What do you mean you're like this? You're not supposed to be like this. I'm like this. But you're not supposed to be like this. But this is the excuse that he has. And he's right. He's like this. Why? Because he chose to be like this. But you're not to be supposed to be like this. You aggravate people. They cannot rest around you. I'm like this. I'm like this. You have to fix yourself. And that's the work that one has to accept on himself. It's not like I'm like this. You heard people say I'm like this?
Yes.
Kacha. Is it not kacha? Kacha ze. What is a kacha ze? What are you talking about? You don't go to an appointment if you have a shirt that has a spot on it. Would you? No. You go to your work. That your shirt is not clean. Why? Because you know that people have respect for you, but you don't think about it, that as disrespectful it is that your shirt is not clean, the same way your attitude has to be clean, has to bring peace to people, comfort to people, joy to people. Not has to aggravate people. It takes a lot of work, lots of work. And that's what exactly the task of the Elul here is. We have to, as the Gemara rings, you have to yefashfesh and yemashmesh et ma'aseinu. What does it mean? There are things that we're not doing right. For sure, nobody is exempt. You're doing things that is not right. And not only are you're doing things that you think is good, the good things. That means it's not to monitor things that they're not good, that you're supposed to fix it. Things that you feel that it is good, you have to see, is it really good? For example, you wear glasses? Yeah? Do you know it's clean or not? How do you know? How do you know? How do you look at it?
Carefully.
Like, no, can you tell right now, is your glasses clean or not?
Right now?
Yeah.
No.
Why?
Because I wear it
then. So how would you know it's clean or not?
Before I wear it.
I know, how did you check it?
I look at it and take care of it.
But you look at it like this?
No,
you have to take
it carefully.
You have to take it out?
Yes.
Why? Why? How come when you're wearing it you cannot tell?
It's too close to be seen.
See, your glasses teaches you such an important lesson. See, when your glasses is too close to you, your glasses too?
Yeah.
So, when the eyeglasses are too close to you, you cannot tell it's clean or dirty. You have to take it out, go like this. See, I'll show you. Go like this. Oh, Hashem Yerachem. No, really, Hashem Yerachem. You cannot tell. And that's how it is. You love yourself. Well, you can say, there's something wrong with me. I'm the best. There's nobody like me. I'm an angel. I just came here by mistake. There's a mistake in Shanghai.
You know? It happens. Angel.
You have to take it out. Away from you and look at this Hashem Yerachem. Angel, there are two types of angel. The other angel. But tell you, don't take it out away from you. You cannot tell. That means there are people out there, they're telling you, you're this, you're like that. This is all the list of complaints that tell us that we need to clean it up.
Not by a spoon, but spoon doesn't work. That's it.
Can you take a shower with the glasses?
It's a good solution. Good solution. But that's the task that we have. That we have to accept that there are things needs to be fixed right away. Truly, completely. You have to get it done. to fix it. And this, so practical and urgently done. If your car, you get into it, you start the car and does talak tuluk, what do you do? What do you do? Huh? Happened to be a story about a gentleman got in the car, and then as he's driving, you know, he sees there's a, this light and that light and that light went on, went off. So now it was bothersome. He went to a mechanic and said, where is the electrical department? He says, go over there. So he goes there. He said, this light is now keep going off. Please cut it out for me. Chaste shadam. And you're tired of these lights that go off. He said, Chacham, these lights saves your life. It tells you need gas, you need
oil.
You need oil, you need
water,
and you need air. If we had this system for the air of ourselves, it would be very good. How much gava we have.
Yeah.
But the point of matter here is, when you start doing talak tuluk, you take it to mechanic. Yeah. But you don't realize how much of talak tuluk you yourself do. That's the own problem. You don't realize. Every in single one, that what a tune-up we need. And this is the opportunity that we have, Chodesh Elul, Chodesh Rachamim, the Ribono Shel Olam is with us. Dirshu et Hashem behimatzeo ki karov hu. Now he's here. He can help us. Ask Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, I need help. You don't feel well, Chas v'Shalom, go to the doctor. So here is a doctor month. It's a hospital month that we have to take care of ourselves. And you see how your year is going to change. It brings you lots of nachat, amen. Lots of semachot, amen. Lots of osher, without the shame. And escape it, Geula Shelema, and Yeshua, the Kol Am Yisrael, Amen, Keratzon.
Koila Nishomote, Halel Ko Haleluko, Koila Nishomo, Nishomo Sheli. Koila nishomote, halel ko haleluko, koila nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.